providing you with health information and guests to elevate your health and life and help make your life better in 30 minutes or less. This is the Frontline Health Podcast. Have you heard about the shortages of ADHD medications and wondered why these are happening? Should we be concerned, and what can we do if this affects you? Thanks for joining us for today's episode of Frontline Health by CenturionLabs.com. Today, we're going to look over the issues of shortages in ADHD medications and see if that may be the new normal for us. And while many of us are accustomed to living life where everything we need is at our fingertips, COVID really began to challenge this state of mind that we all have. And while we're starting to see those supply levels get better with a lot of items when we go to the stores, we're really not all that shocked anymore when we go to a grocery store or hardware store and find a shortage of a particular item. Most of us don't even think about it as an issue because we've conditioned ourselves to accept these shortages and kind of chalk it up as part of COVID. Yet one area we're still not real accustomed to having any issues with shortages is when the supply chain begins to affect our health, like medications. Unfortunately, it seems we may have to rethink this mindset as well if recent events are any indication. The FDA reported in October of 2022 that ADHD medications were having manufacturing delays, and this has led to a national shortage of ADHD products, specifically Adderall, which is used to treat both ADHD and narcolepsy. Which kind of brings up several questions. First, why are there shortages? Is it just the new normal, or are there some other reasons behind it? And second, if you're affected by these shortages, what are some ways you can take ownership of your health and help overcome these issues? Let's start with our first question. Why are there shortages of ADHD medications now? There are really several answers to this question, and I think they all play a role, but it may not be the sole answer to the question. First, there has been an increase in demand for these products in the last few years, specifically since the COVID lockdowns, to the tune of a 26.5% increase in the diagnosis of ADHD in adults and kids. That's 26% increase. That's pretty large. The large increase in diagnosis of ADHD led many of these people who were just diagnosed with it to start taking ADHD medication for the first time because they were in situations where they no longer had those external motivators like work, school, or a routine to really help them stay focused. And if you mix that with a little bit of stress and anxiety, along with more time that we're spending on social media and technology, it creates a recipe for inattention. So we can see that the last few years, there was this huge increase in demand for ADHD medications. But we've seen large increases in other medications, such as blood pressure, but we've not had supply shortages. So why are we seeing these issues now, and specifically with ADHD medications? I think the second cause, and really is the leading issue with our current shortage, is in manufacturing. ADHD products are considered what's called a controlled product. They're one of the most restricted and regulated classes of products on the market because they're derived from amphetamines, which have a high potential for abuse and dependence. And in order to manufacture these products, the Drug Enforcement Agency, or DEA, requires manufacturers to submit a request for manufacturing to them. And then the DEA allocates the amount that they're allowed to produce. The DEA typically doesn't approve large increases in their ability to manufacture more product, in this case, Adderall, because it's based on historical production levels. Due to the fact that the DEA only allows those small increases in manufacturing, manufacturers were unable to keep up with that sudden rise in demand, that 26% increase in people taking it, which caused these shortages in the supplies of ADHD medications. So while it may be good news to know that these shortages are probably not directly caused by COVID or some other issue like worker shortages, it really doesn't help anyone who may need these ADHD medications. So what are some ways that you can take ownership of your health during a product shortage like ADHD medications? First, if your pharmacy doesn't have the medication and you're using one of the larger chain pharmacies, look to one of your small mom-and-pop type pharmacies, one of those local independent pharmacies, because they're usually a little more creative in finding ways to get your medicine, and they work with other pharmacies in the area to help get your product for you. Second, start looking into ways that you can control your symptoms in more natural ways. It's probably a good idea to look for other ways to control your symptoms anyway because of the potential to become dependent on these amphetamines. The first two steps in helping control your symptoms are really simple, and you've heard them probably many times before, but they're hard to do because the responsibility falls solely at our feet. Diet and exercise. Here's what one study actually concluded in regard to diet and ADHD. Quote, lower frequency of consuming fruit, vegetables, pasta, and rice, and higher frequency of skipping breakfast and eating at fast food restaurants were associated with ADHD diagnosis. High consumption of sugar, candy, cola beverages, and non-cola soft drinks, and low consumption of fatty fish were also associated with a higher prevalence of ADHD diagnosis, unquote. This means that we should be doing just the opposite by increasing our consumption of fruits, veggies, omega-3 fats, and proteins while decreasing our intake of processed sugars and fast food restaurants. In addition, studies have also shown it's good to avoid artificial dyes, specifically blue number 1 and 2 food coloring, green number 3, orange B, red number 3 and 40, as well as yellow number 5 and 6. It also suggests that preservatives, specifically sodium benzoate, because these studies show that they're triggers for many ADHD symptoms. So again, limit your dyes, limit your preservatives. Other things that you may want to consider when you're talking about ADHD is they've linked gluten sensitivity and gut health to ADHD. So it may be something that you want to look into and reduce your gluten intake, as well as really work on taking some probiotics in order to get your gut health in shape. There are also several holistic items to research and see if they may bring any benefit, such as saffron, omega-3 fatty acids, B vitamins, and many more that we're not going to go in depth on this episode, but I'll remind you to look for the body-ready forms of whatever vitamin you're supplementing with. And make sure the form you're taking is the form that's found in nature, because we know those are the forms that our body responds to the best. And while we are attending to our diet and looking over these things, we should also be working on getting more active and into a regular exercise routine. A 2022 meta-analysis, which is just a compilation of randomized controlled studies, concluded that exercise actually improved the attention, executive function, and motor skills of kids with ADHD. In addition to these steps, it's important to keep a routine, not just an exercise routine, but a specific routine, which includes specific places to keep items like your keys, specific times for going to bed and getting up, as well as limiting your time on electronic devices, especially just before bed, to give your brain that time to kind of shut down and relax. Finally, there's been some recent anecdotal evidence on social media that suggests brown noise, which has higher frequencies than white noise, has been beneficial in increasing focus and reducing symptoms of ADHD. So another just item that you may try to see what's going on and see if it might help. So while I'm pretty sure the ADHD medication shortage is not part of the new normal, world of shortages, I think it does provide us with an opportunity to reevaluate how we're taking care of ourselves. And it gives us a chance to really analyze and research new ways to take ownership of our health. To quickly summarize ways to help you cope with ADHD on No Medicine from today's episode of Frontline Health by CenturionLabs.com, we know diet and exercise are key in just about every area of our health, and ADHD is no different. So it makes sense that much of this top 10 list revolves around diet and exercise. So one, avoid processed foods. Two, start eating more fruits, veggies, omega fats, and proteins. Three, avoid certain dyes and preservatives. Four, pay attention to gluten. Five, pay attention to your gut health. Six, research and start taking supplements that may be effective, especially for your particular body type. Seventh, start exercising. Eight, create daily routines. Nine, get as organized as possible. And 10, try some brown noise. I hope these suggestions are helpful to you and appreciate you joining us for this episode of Frontline Health. We look forward to you joining us on our next episode. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Frontline Health Podcast by Centurion, where our desire is to elevate your health and life. If you found benefit from this episode or know someone who could, please pass it along. We'd love to hear any feedback or questions you may have by emailing us at admin@centurionlabs.com. Until next time, remember, you are your best health advocate. So go take ownership of your health today.